You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. His latest survey of two critical states in this year's election shows what other polls have hinted at, that the momentum is with Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama. But David's latest numbers from Pennsylvania and Georgia suggest there has been a major shift over just the past couple of weeks. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on.
2 weeks ago, we were talking about the fact that John McCain was within 1 point of Barack Obama in Pennsylvania. The number was 47 to 46. And we were talking about trends that the Democrats weren't living up to where they were 4 or even 8 years earlier. Now we see just 2 weeks after that survey, Barack Obama ahead of John McCain, 54 to 40. Obviously, the dominant story has been the economy. Is that the only thing that's working against him? And if so, why such a dramatic shift?
That's what's really working against him. And the other thing is, too, the president's continued unpopularity is being a drag, not only for John McCain, but Republicans across the board.
And the other thing you're noting in this poll is that some of the demographics that John McCain absolutely has to have in his corner are moving the wrong way.
They're moving the wrong way, and this goes back to the economy. John McCain has not really been able to spell out his stand on the economy and his plan for the economy, and he's been playing defense on this issue with Barack Obama continuing to hammer him, and it's taken a toll, especially when we asked voters, who do you feel would be best able to handle the economy? 2 weeks ago, it was basically a toss-up. Today, it's 55% Barack Obama, 35% John McCain. That's ominous news for the McCain campaign.
David, as you not only look at the numbers, but also look at how this is playing out on the campaign trail, are voters just blaming the candidate whose party has the White House right now, that being John McCain, or are they seeing something in how McCain and Obama are addressing these issues that have them heavily swinging towards the Democrats?
It's how they're addressing the issues. Right now, voters can't really say what John McCain stands for as far as the economy. He's playing defense. Barack Obama is playing the offense and really tagging John McCain as being part of the Bush administration and more of the same, and that seems to be paying off. The other thing is, too, especially in Pennsylvania, when we asked voters if they thought if the country was in the right headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction, the numbers were astounding. Only 7% say right, 89% said in the wrong direction, and 4% are undecided.
And in addition to those numbers, you also ask voters in both Pennsylvania and Georgia whether they have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the presidential and vice presidential candidates, and that's been pretty telling over the past couple weeks, too.
It has. I mean, actually, it should be a race between Barack Obama and Sarah Palin. They're the two most popular candidates. In Pennsylvania, Barack Obama is viewed favorably by 51%. 37% view him unfavorably. Sarah Palin's viewed favorably by 50%, with 36% unfavorable. John McCain, on the other hand, is only viewed by respondents 46% favorable, 42% unfavorable. His numbers have remained stuck continuously.
Let's move over to the state of Georgia now, a state that has been reliably red ever since, I believe, 2000 for sure. I know Bill Clinton won it once. I'm not sure which year that was. But in terms of where we stand right now, John McCain still ahead in Georgia, ahead 50% to 43. How does that compare to where this state was not that long ago?
Again, we see Obama on the uptick. He's gained 4 points in the past month in a state that he largely had pulled out from. And that's not good news. But the other ominous news for John McCain in Georgia, which is a reliably Republican state, not only did he lose some support, but Republicans who hold statewide offices all of a sudden seen a sharp drop in their approval ratings, particularly Governor Sonny Perdue, who went down 9 points over the past month, and a Senate race, which was considered reliably safe for Republicans, is now a toss-up.
And that is referring to Saxby Chambliss, the one-term Republican, who, according to your survey, has just now a 3-point lead over Democrat Jim Martin. Any sort of evaluation as to why that is? We know Chambliss voted in favor of the bailout. Is that something that perhaps didn't sit well with voters there?
That's the key. We're seeing a lot of Republicans are angry about that, and we're seeing 12% of the Republican base go and support the Libertarian candidate Alan Buckley. And right now, that is part of Saxby Chambliss' problems. The other thing is, too, he was also prominent in immigration reform, and that did not sit very highly with the Republican base.
David, obviously we're looking at numbers from two of the 50 states, but I know you do surveys of other states as well. We had a political expert on the program yesterday saying right now, due to the economic situation and the unpopularity of the president, the two key issues that you just mentioned, that Republicans nationwide, even if they're only running for state or local office, kind of have a scarlet letter on them for being linked to George W. Bush. Are you finding that as well?
We are. We're seeing this in state after state. The Republican brand right now is at an all-time low. But the one good thing for the Republicans, if something happens between now and Election Day, Barack Obama's numbers are very soft. He does not have the kind of built-in support, reservoir of goodwill that a Ronald Reagan or even Bill Clinton had. And if something should come up in the closing days of the campaign, Obama's numbers will fall, and they'll fall rapidly.
And it's just a matter of how much if something does come up in the final 3.5 weeks here. David, let me, in our last 90 seconds here, have you switch your cap from pollster to strategist. If you're advising John McCain and you're seeing these tanking numbers for him in key states, what do you tell him to do?
The first thing you do is get out in front of the TV camera, talk directly to the American people. I would advise very much like the Obama campaign did, do a 2-minute commercial, and talk to the American people. Say, look, I'm not as well-spoken or as charismatic as my opponent, but I've always fought for America. I understand Americans are suffering, and this is my economic plan. And the other thing he can't do is try to be a Me Too Republican. Republicans, if they articulate a conservative vision, a conservative agenda, will always outpoll the Democrats. Instead, we see, really, John McCain right now running almost a Democratic-light campaign, and that's hurting him.
And so we'll see what the numbers are in these states as we get closer and closer to Election Day in the weeks ahead, as well as other battleground states. David, fascinating numbers. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
David Johnson is CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. This is Dateline Washington.